Evening and welcome to Peace on for our second midweek gathering in our Lenten journey. As we begin this evening, just something to kind of set the stage for a theme for tonight. Think about a high in your life, and a high point and a low point in your life. I love that question because it can really get you thinking about when was a moment that, you know, you really connected with God, or you're at just very much a high point just with your feelings. When was a low point when you just, things weren't going so well? So just be thinking about that tonight. The beauty of being in a church family is that we can share anything and openly share. I won't put you on the spot in my sermon, but I do want you to be thinking about that tonight as we join together. We are, during the message and the reading tonight, we're actually going to take a look at someone's high point and low point, in my opinion, Peter's. So there's two readings. One I chose was, one of the readings is the high point in Peter's life, and the other one is the low point. I'll explain that in my message tonight. And what that means when we talk about the first S in scars, which is sin. What a difference does it make knowing that we have a Savior? It means that we can really admit that we're sinners and move forward in confidence that He's with us. A note about our order of worship tonight. We have one hymn, as we typically do when the Holden Evening Prayer worship services. The hymn is 220 in the other songbook, so you want to flag that. Make sure you're ready to sing. I'll mention it again when we come to that point. And tonight, the main leader of our singing tonight is going to be Molly, which is excellent. We're glad to have Molly lead us. Thank you, Molly. And also want to give thanks. Yeah. And we want to give thanks to Suzanne for playing again tonight and Colleen as well. Thank you for leading us in worship. So Molly's going to be the leader for the bulk of the service. And a note about that, she's going to be the leader for Psalm 141 on page 3, and I will lead the all or group 2. You can join in either group, that's fine. And we will have a moment for prayer, a quiet time to uplift any concern, or a thanksgiving too, for health and for an answer to prayer. You can vocalize those in our worship service too. I think that does it for our announcements. We're going to begin with our service of light. I invite you to rise as you are able as we join together.